All right, everybody, this is effing insane. The Mockler media team just crunched some numbers, and there is a dangerous issue unfolding right in front of our eyes that more people need to be addressing. Throughout this video, I'll give you all the resources to fight back by calling your attorney general, your state attorney general, with a very specific request that we will lay out at the end of this video. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are in this battle, and we are going to win it. So the numbers that we crunched. If Donald Trump's billionaire donors, Larry Ellison and David Ellison, end up acquiring Warner Bros. Discovery in this new merger that they are posturing towards, then this pro-billionaire father-son duo will own almost 50% of American media consumption. They'll own CNN, they'll own HBO Max, they'll own Paramount, Paramount Plus, they'll own CBS, they'll own CBS News, they'll own tens of millions of views per day with Disney, with Marvel, with New Line Cinema. We'll talk about all of this throughout the video, and I'll lay the groundwork even further, but this is terrifying, and more people need to be talking about this. Congress cannot stop this. So the mechanism to stop this is through attorney generals. Here are the players. There's Larry Ellison on the left, that's the father, and then we've got David Ellison, that is the son. The father is one of the world's wealthiest people, and he's a prominent Trump donor who helps host fundraisers at Mar-a-Lago, is more than happy to donate a bunch of money. The son, David Ellison, was guaranteed funds by the father for the Warner Brothers Discovery acquisition. The father said, "I will give you the funds. I will back it. We want to become media giants, and we want to have control over this media market." So on February 27th, just about 10 days ago, Paramount Skydance and Warner Brothers Discovery announced a definitive merger agreement. Paramount is paying $31 per share in cash for all Warner Bros. Shares, and this is despicable, this is scary, we need to effing stop this now. About a year ago, Skydance was able to merge with Paramount because these two backed Donald Trump, and he allows them to just dominate the entire media environment. David Ellison seems to have promised Donald Trump sweeping changes at CNN if the Warner Brothers Discovery takeover succeeded. Let me just repeat that. David Ellison, the son on the right, has promised Donald Trump that there will be sweeping changes if Trump just looks the other way while this merger happens. Rob Bonta, the Attorney General of California, said, "Paramount Warner Bros. Deal is not a done deal. These two Hollywood titans have not cleared regulatory scrutiny. The California Department of Justice has an open investigation. We intend to be vigorous in our review." Actor Mark Ruffalo said, "Please, let's circle up all state AGs and talk about how this is going to kill competition in the industry and drive down wages and product quality for consumers. There are lots of agents in Hollywood who can tell you how past mergers and consolidations have hurt their clients." I have a list pulled up somewhere here. Okay, here's everything that they would own. Here's everything that they would own. By the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed because this is some serious, serious business. Independent media is so incredibly important in moments like this because we are able to, number one, provide the truth. Number two, with no backers, I have nobody that provides me money. I have nobody that can pull the strings. I can make a video completely shirtless if I wanted to. I won't because that would just be weird. I like to report the news normally, but I can do whatever the hell I want. There are no repercussions other than you guys. You guys are the only ones that keep me going every single day. So make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. CBS and CBS News. Remember, The family already controls CBS News and replaced the head with Barry Weiss. Barry Weiss is now giving a lot more pro-Trump, a lot more like pro-Israel coverage, basically just running propaganda for the administration and their war. Then HBO and HBO Max. I love HBO. I watch so many good shows on there. Then CNN. While CNN's ratings dipped last year, it remains a news juggernaut and a top five cable network featuring household names. They would also own DC Comics. I know that may seem like nothing to a lot of you, but even them acquiring cultural hubs like DC Comics or Harry Potter, that is big. Having a MAGA family owning the means of, you know, media consumption in the United States. What are we going to see, like MAGA Superman, MAGA Batman? It's just despicable. TikTok. They would own Star Trek. They would own Warner Bros. Discovery. They would own Comedy Central. They would own Avatar Studios. They would own a bunch of cable channels and networks like the Food Network, HGTV, Discovery, TLC, Adult Swim, Showtime, TNT, TBS. Those are all under the Warner Brothers Discovery umbrella. So the stakes here are clearly massive, but we are not powerless. Here is the play. Congress cannot stop this, but state attorneys general can. The Attorney General of California, Rob Bonta, has led the way, and all it takes is just a lawsuit to effectively change the entire timeline, halt this merger, stall it long enough for Democrats to take power again, either in Congress to at least launch some sort of oversight, we can't fully block it, but at least launch some sort of oversight, or take the presidency and make sure that we block this merger altogether. Because Trump sure as hell has no incentive to do so. If you call or email your state attorney general, which I will leave in the description below, a find your attorney general list, and say, I want you to sue to stop the merger between Paramount and Warner Bros. Discovery, then we can place pressure. We can significantly increase the chance that there is a stall, there is a halting of this merger, and it decreases the chance of them taking control of all of these different properties. Republicans are masters at the art of obstruction. They did it throughout Biden's entire term. They obstructed, obstructed, obstructed. All we have to do is delay this merger and we can get the win. I am so sick of Democrats ceding power or acting like we are entirely powerless when we can call our state attorney's general office. We can pressure them and we can make sure they wield what they have at their disposal to stall this, to block this, make sure that courts get involved, the regulators demand answers. If even one or two major state attorney generals get the message from us and file a challenge, everything changes. Right now, the name of the game for the Ellison family and for the Trump administration is to push this through as quickly as possible so they have control of all of this different media. Remember, a deal was finalized, so they now hold a stake in TikTok. They own all of this. It is so incredibly absurd and way too much power to have, but that is the exact point. Again, we are not powerless, and I want to point out that when David Ellison was asked about all of this consolidation, he said he wants to maintain editorial independence, and basically referred to CBS as an example. But when we look at CBS, they installed ideologically aligned leadership like Barry Weiss, they purged different reporters and made sure that the newsroom was more pro-Trump, and that is manifested in the way they cover everything. That is why it is so important we push back. It is so important that we have independent media like the Adam Mockler channel, like Mockler Media, like you all, who help me get through this every single day and report the news, because if not, then the Trump-beholden media who is ceding ground every single day would be the only people covering this war. They would be the only frameworks given for the Epstein files, which the coverage there is really lacking, but not here. We continue to push back every single day, so drop a like. If you click the top link in the description, it will show you the Find Your Attorney General website. Make sure you subscribe below as well. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.